If you would, ladies up there, I need Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5. It says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might." Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what we're talking about tonight is identity crisis averted. Oftentimes, particularly the world, but even us as believers, we don't recognize who we really are. We see ourselves as this fleshly body primarily. And we recognize our emotions and our thoughts and our personalities and our desires and things like that. But the word tells us and shows us that's not the real you. Man is a three-part being. And when I say man, I mean mankind, man and woman, is a three-part being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. pull up Hebrews for me, please. Oftentimes, you know, from the world's perspective, they perceive that your soul and your spirit are the same. And it's easy for you to kind of discern that your body is something because you can feel it, you can smell it. Hopefully it smells good. you can touch it and so forth. But, and we can perceive and understand our mind, our mental capacity, our ability to think, and our ability to feel and to connect emotionally to this and that and the other. But we often aren't able to perceive by natural means who we are in the spirit. And people don't recognize that we are, that there's a difference between your soul and your spirit. And they assume you're a two-part being, that you are a body and a soul, but your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and is a different component of you than your spirit. And here in Hebrews it tells us, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder, the soul and the spirit." They're just that intertwined. It requires the word to separate them. "And of the joint and the marrow, and is discerning the thought and intents of the heart." So there's a difference between your soul and your spirit. Your spirit is the real you. That's who God created you to be. That's because he created you out of himself. If you pull up Genesis for me. He created you out of himself. He formed this body. This body was a result of him of the dirt being formed up, and God formed the body from the dust of the ground. But it says in Genesis 2 and 7, it says, "Then the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath or the spirit of life. And man became a living being." So it wasn't until God breathed, God breathed himself into man to make man in his image and and after his likeness. And it wasn't until the spirit was breathed into that body formed from the dust of the ground that man became a living spirit, a living being, that body was able to move and function and operate in this earth. Amen? Amen. So oftentimes we see ourselves merely as what we can touch with our hands or hear with our ears or see with our eyes. But we don't recognize who we really are as a spirit. Not only as a spirit, but a spirit that is either one, dead, or two, alive. If you're dead, you're separated from God. But if you're alive, you're forever connected to Him. Pull up 2 Corinthians, please. Chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. So for the world, it's normal for them to see themselves as two-part being. Some of them have a form of recognition of that there's more to it than that, but they don't really know what it is. They have a concept of the spirit, but they don't know that their spirit is either that their spirit is separated from God and that they're experiencing spiritual death and that their destination is an eternal separation from God if they don't become born again. But we as believers, we know that we are spirits and that we are alive because we are connected unto God. And oftentimes, because of this life we go through, we experience life such and experience challenges such that we get distracted from the truth of who we really are. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. It says, so then, from now on, we have new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearance. For that's how we once viewed the Anointed One, but no longer. We see him with limited human insight. We no longer see not only Christ, but see ourselves based on what I heard one minister say, our carnality or of the five senses, you know, what we can see, taste, touch, hear, smell, feel.